Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I want to tell you guys about a great book that I highly recommend. It's a book called Are You the One for Me by Barbara DeAngelis. Barbara DeAngelis is a New York Times best-selling author. She's got a lot of books, you guys, on Amazon, and you can listen to it free through Audible's 30-day trial. 30-day free trial. It doesn't cost you anything. And in her book, she talks about, you know, if you're married and you're wondering if you could be happier, if you're single and wondering how to avoid another wrong partner, or you're wondering if the person you're with is the one for you, this book is so spot on. I got this book years ago. A friend recommended it to me because let's face it, when we're growing up, nobody tells us these things, right? So we learn through years of experience, and this book sums up so much and is so relevant to relationships and getting to know what somebody is about, how to avoid making the mistakes that we make, the six essential qualities to look for in a mate, how to spot fatal flaws in a partner, how to create that sexual chemistry you want. So go to Audible and you can look, you can go to my link, which is tinyurl.com/askyaznow, okay? And you have 30 days to get a free audiobook. You can cancel anytime. And on top of that, you guys, there's other books on there too. There's other books that she's written, like What Women Want Men to Know, The Secrets About Men Every Woman Should Know. So go to the link tinyurl.com/askyaznow and get your free trial membership. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. Good morning. Today I'm going to talk about when people are dating somebody or in a relationship and they only see the surface of that person. They go out with that person a few times. They feel that connection. They feel like, oh boy, something's here. And that person is giving them attention. That person may be contacting them on a regular basis. And yet there is something missing. And they don't know what it is. Why is this person, you know the person likes you, but why aren't they showing you more? Okay, and I'm going to discuss why this is going on, okay? Because the thing is this, people can like you, and enjoy your company, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they see you as quote unquote the one. And the thing is, what I want to talk about is how you're dealing with somebody that doesn't know how to have a relationship, doesn't know how to have a healthy relationship, or doesn't want to have a healthy relationship. What I'm going to talk about is how you can't make a zero into a hero, how you can't take somebody who's a player, who enjoys the chase, who enjoys the variety, and make them into somebody monogamous if they're not ready or they don't want that. See, this is why I always tell you guys, you have to dive deep into that person. You have to look at that person's psyche. You have to see really what, how does this person think? All right. That's in anything. That could be in business. If you're doing sales, you always have to know who you're dealing with. It's very important to know what kind of person you're with. Okay. It's not about, oh, they're very kind when I go out, or they make me laugh. Yeah. Those are all nice things when you're dating somebody, or they call me every day, or they text me, you know, every day, or they want to see me once a week. These are all okay things, but the bottom line is you have to really see who that person is. Because a huge problem that I see, and this goes generally for women to men, but it could go men to women, partner to partner, is that a lot of women are trying to make something out of a man who doesn't know how to be a man, who doesn't know what it is to be in a healthy relationship, who maybe never had that male figure to show him what it is to be a healthy individual and to have respect for your partner. There are some people that have never seen that or been taught that, or there's some people that just have negativity that just, you know, for instance, they may hate on women and just say, oh, you can't trust any woman or anything like that. If you're dealing with somebody who has absolutely no trust, that is a huge red flag. If you're dealing with somebody who's been hurt before, and I mean really hurt before by somebody, now we're going to use the instance of, you know, women to men, but this could go for men to women as well. But if you're dealing with somebody who's been very, very hurt by somebody in the past, maybe his wife cheated on him or his girlfriend cheated on him, that is a person that you're going to have a hard time building that trust with, okay? So when you get involved with somebody, you have to make sure that that person is ready, that that person has healed, all right? There's a lot of guys out there that have been hurt in the past that are very emotionally damaged by women. They don't show it. You may not know it. And they get involved with you, but they lack that ability to trust anybody, okay? Maybe they didn't have trust as a child growing up. Maybe they didn't get the love that they wanted to get from their mother. So you see all the factors that are involved in getting involved with somebody who's not ready to have a relationship. Now, these people, a lot of these people are famous for breadcrumbing, stringing you along. Some can be narcissistic, which means they want to have control over everything. It's all about them, pretty much. But the point is, you have to be able to recognize it. You have to look at, you got to really pick apart whoever you're dating, all right? Because the reason I tell you this is because later on, these things will come out in your relationship if you get to that point. So in other words, let's say you're dealing with somebody and they have attachment issues to their mother, and you only see the tip of the iceberg. Later on, if you marry them, that is going to be a factor in your relationship of what you're going to have to deal with. You're not going to just be dealing with them. You're going to be dealing with them and their mother, okay? You're not just going to be looking for their validation. You're going to be looking for their validation and their mother's if they're not able to separate and be able to handle dealing in a relationship with you and making that a priority. If they always have to check in with somebody and get their approval, this happens a lot, you guys. And it's not just like, let's say, with a family member's approval. It could be their friends. It could be anybody that they are very close to if they haven't grown up, if they can't stand on their own two feet and make their own decisions, and they're always running back to somebody for advice. Okay, or their approval or their validation. So you want somebody that's very mature, very independent, that knows what they want, that is ready. The other issue that I want to bring up is when you meet somebody, let's say you meet somebody on a dating app. Now, a lot of these people that have been on the dating apps may have been on the dating apps for a while, and they tell you that they're looking for somebody. And maybe they are looking for somebody, but maybe they're not looking for what you're looking for, and they're telling you they're looking for what you're looking for. In other words, they're looking for somebody long-term to build and grow a relationship with, but they're still addicted to the dating apps. This happens a lot. A lot of women, they'll get involved with somebody, and it could happen for men as well. They get involved with somebody. Things are going okay, and that person just has the addiction to go back on the dating app. And the other person finds them still on the dating apps because they still have that, they still need that reassurance that they can get somebody else. Or maybe they like you, but they're not 100% sold on you yet. So they're going to put you on the side. They're not going to tell you that. This is something that they never do. They will never tell you that. You know, they'll never tell you, oh, I like you, but, you know, I'm unsure, so let's see other people. No, they don't usually do that. What they do is they usually don't say anything, and it's usually you saying something to them, okay, like, where are we going with this? And they either give you two answers. They either tell you, well, yes, I want a relationship, and, you know, I'm looking to see where it goes and grow with you, or you get the person that just kind of fluffs you off and says, yeah, you know, I'm just going with the flow. I'm just going with the flow. They're both two ambiguous responses. And in that case, what you need to do is you have to say, you know what, there's something missing here. This person is not progressing and wanting to move forward. They have quote unquote doubts. And this is a huge problem now in today's world. With so many options, a number one problem that people have, and even with men that don't want to commit, is they always have doubts. Why do they have doubts? Because in some cases, they don't really know what they want. So when they're not focused and know what they want, where they want to be, they just kind of float along and have fun with it. They're very much in the moment. They're not so much thinking about, oh, you know, in 5 years, I want to have a house and I want to have a bunch of kids and, you know, I want to grow a family. A lot of times they feel like they're in the moment. And a lot of men, they know that they have the time to do that. Their biological clock, quote unquote, is not ticking. A man could have children in his 40s, whereas it's a little bit more difficult for a woman to have children in her 40s, although they do, but preferably they would rather have them younger. So the thing is, a lot of these women, they're dealing with men that are very laid back, that don't feel that urgency, that fear commitment because they fear losing their freedom. They have these doubts. They have these doubts of being locked down to that person. And what that means to them is they lose their freedom. Freedom to date other people. They have that fear of making a mistake and choosing the wrong person. So they're going to float along, and it's up to you to set the standards. It's up to you to, you know, not let it drift forever. And this is what a lot of women do. They shut their mouths because they don't want to create waves. They don't want to scare anybody away. So they try to be as nice as possible, and they live on that hope that eventually he's going to come around and he's going to say something like, it's you and me, baby, you know, let's get married or let's be committed. And so many times this doesn't happen. Why? Because why should he? There is no consequence. So if he could have his cake and eat it too, why wouldn't he? Unless he was somebody that wanted to progress to that next step. Unless he has a goal in mind of where he wants to be. You see what I'm trying to say? So you have to be able to take the control in whoever you are dating or in a relationship. You have to not be afraid to control how it's going to flow. So what I generally recommend is when you're dating somebody and you feel like, you know, you're just becoming one of their options, you know, they contact you on a regular basis, but you feel that feeling of they're not all in, or they haven't given you that confirmation of exclusivity, okay? And you're sitting there and you're waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. You have to look at your other options, okay? You do, number one thing you don't want to do is you don't want to pressure anybody. Because even if they agreed to that, you don't know if they're agreeing to it because they want to or they feel pressured. And if they feel pressured, they may just be telling you what you want to hear and still doing their thing on the side. So it's got to come from them. They have to be the ones that to come to the table and say, you know what? I don't want to lose you. I don't want you dating other people, and I'm not dating other people. Okay, that's when it's really healthy and it's moving forward. The other thing I want to bring up is this. If they always feel you're going to be around, you're always going to take their calls. If they could call you last minute and you're going to go out with them, they're going to take you for granted. All right. Now, you may come across some people that you play hard to get. And let's say they don't call you and then you do the I'm not going to call them either. You're going to have some people that generally don't care. And you're going to have some people that will care. But what you're doing is you're setting a precedent for games. Okay. And when we play games, nobody wins. When somebody gets the feeling you're playing games, that's when they're not going to take you seriously. That's where they're going to be like, she's playing games. And they're going to go see who else is around. Okay. And then the other thing with playing hard to get is if you play hard to get, all right, a lot of these guys are not going to, they're not going to chase you because there's so much supply out there. So they're not going to break their back trying to win you over unless you have some special benefit that they want. It can't just be a sexual benefit because sex is so abundant everywhere. People can get sex today because of the dating apps anywhere, and they could get hookups anywhere. So if you think you're holding that special believe me, they can get it anywhere. So there has to be more glue to that in order for somebody to want you more. Okay. Now, what makes you different from anybody else out there that they should try to make you a priority? Because, you know, it's like, it's kind of like sales. Why should they buy you, so to speak? Why should they put all their energy into you? Why? Because you're a nice person. Yes, that's very nice and everything, but it's got to be deeper. That's why I always say when you're dealing with somebody, you got to get to their core. You got to see what they're about, and they've got to see what you're about. They've got to ask questions about you if they're really interested. And the problem is a lot of these women are working with men that they shouldn't be working with. They're trying to build these men into something that they're not. So you're working with the wrong people. You're trying to change somebody. You cannot change somebody. It's got to be within them. And you have to accept it. If that person is not giving you what you need, which means making you a priority, which means getting on the phone with you on a daily basis, which means trying to see you on a regular basis and progress with you, then you have to accept it and see what it is and say to yourself, you know what? This person has doubts. This person likes me, but this person isn't sold on me. And maybe that person just has so many fears of commitment because maybe they've been married and divorced and they don't want to go through that again and they just want to have fun. If you're dealing with somebody like that, you could be the most perfect supermodel, let's just say, in the world and nice and everything like that. It's not you. It's the fact that that person cannot bring themselves to lose their freedom. And you have to accept it and not waste your time with these type of people. And so many people, so many women, okay, waste their time with somebody who's not looking for what you're looking for. And you believe them because they tell you they're looking for what you're looking for. But you have to look at their actions. Do their actions meet their words? You know, just because, I say this all the time, you guys, just because somebody texts you on a regular basis doesn't mean they're the one. Doesn't mean that that person is looking at you as their potential future. And it doesn't matter what they say to you, because they'll say anything to keep you around. And why do they keep you around? See, I get this question a lot. I get a lot of people or women that come up to me and they say, well, if he doesn't see me as a future partner, why does he keep contacting me? Why does he still want to see me? Because you have something that he wants. You have some benefit that he wants. Most of the time, it's sex. Most of the time, these women have given sex and that person is contacting them because they want to have that sexual benefit with them. It doesn't necessarily mean he wants you as his future wifey, okay? There's a difference. You have to know the fine line. But with this podcast, I wanted to talk about just how many people get involved with somebody that they're going to go nowhere with, and they don't recognize it. Because they haven't looked deep into that person. They haven't looked into that person's psyche to see what that person is really about. That's why I say, look at their track record. Look at their prior relationships. Look at the reasons they broke up in the past. Do you see a pattern of short-term relationships? Do you see a pattern of hating where they're always blaming their past partner? Okay. And they can never take responsibility for anything that they've done. That's a huge red flag, you guys. And that could be a red flag of a narcissist. So you have to, you know, be aware of the red flags there. So you want to look deep into that person and really see what their mindset is. You want to see, is that person capable of being vulnerable? Is that person able to open up with you? Okay, that's really important, because if somebody can't open up to you, then they don't trust you. And you can't be in a relationship with somebody when they don't trust you. And when it comes to a lot of men, they have a problem trusting women. They have a problem opening up to women. Men are very different than women. I did a podcast on this where I talk about how men and women are wired differently. They handle things differently. You can't expect a man to handle a situation the same way you would handle a situation. You guys are built different physiologically, okay? So therefore, you have to remember that. That's why a lot of men, they shut down. When a lot of women try to communicate with men, they'll walk out of the room and say, I'm not dealing with this. They're not going to open up and communicate with you. And especially if you start attacking them, oh, forget it. They are not going to deal with you. They may, you know, yell at you and then walk out, or they may disappear on you, because they're not going to deal with the confrontation. Because if it's a combative type of thing, they're going to shut down. So the thing is, you want to create that safe haven. You want to be able to talk to somebody without attacking them, so that they are able to come back to you and sit down at the table and really be able to open up to you and show their vulnerabilities and be able to trust you. You see what I'm trying, where I'm going with this? And if you're dealing with somebody that cannot do that, that is not somebody that you will be able to grow with. And you have to recognize that. If you're dealing with somebody that tells you from the get-go, I'm not looking for a relationship, don't waste your time. Move on. We are not sitting here trying to manipulate people to make them change their mind. This is what they're telling you. That's who they are. So in other words, you have to accept it and move on and find somebody who wants the same things as you. But a lot of problems is you get these people that flat out lie. They just flat out lie and tell you, oh yeah, well, you know, right now I want to see where it goes. I want to see where it goes. What they're doing is giving you fluff. They're giving you vagueness. All right. That's another red flag. When you're dealing with somebody who's always vague about your relationship, that is a red flag. Somebody who's serious is going to let you know. There won't be that confusion. There will be clarity as to how your relationship is progressing. They will show you. They won't just tell you, how it's going. They're going to show you by making time for you. When they give you their time, that means they're serious. And I mean, giving you their time to see you as well. See, that's where a lot of people, they don't get it. They say, oh, well, you know, he's contacting me every day on the phone, or he's calling me every night and we're on the phone for hours. That's all fine, but you have a lot of people that will do that and waste your time and not make time to see you. Okay. Sometimes these people, they're looking for a shoulder. They're looking for a therapist. They want somebody to talk to so they could sit there and tell you their whole life story. And, you know, it's a comforting thing for them, or it's an ego thing for them, because you're there. You're always there. You're always there. And you think that you're sitting there and you're building this bond of intimacy, when in effect, they're using you for some kind of benefit, which could just be that emotional crutch of talking to somebody, but they don't really see you as somebody that they want for long term. They have to make that progression to want to see you on a regular basis, and then see you more and more on a regular basis, okay? Because you get the ones too that will keep you around and see you once a week for months while they're seeing other people. So you have to be aware of that. You got to look at the whole picture, you guys. And you cannot try to change people, all right? That's why when they talk, you have to listen. You have to listen to what these people are saying. They will always give you clues about who they are, okay? So remember that. I hope that helps you, and if it did, please hit the subscribe button and share, and have a great day. Hi, it's Yaz, and I just want to let you guys know that if you're having a problem in your dating or your relationship, go to my website, link in the bio, and I'm offering email or phone coaching. Because everybody's problems are different, and sometimes you just want a confidential opinion on a situation you're in. You're confused, you don't know what to do, you love your partner, and you're having problems, and you just need somebody to tell it to you straight as to what's going on, why it's going on, and offer you some ideas of how to solve the problem. So go to the website, link in the description, and check it out. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day.